presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime, the fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man, with zither music by Anton Kara.
Sooner or later, one way or another, Brian entered the scene of every human story. Some ordinary little mug telling a lot of other ordinary little mugs how he once rubbed elbows with Jack the Ripper, or Jack himself. Not that I hope Jack. Murder is usually a mistake and always messy. Personally, I never indulge. Some of the only man I ever killed was myself. It was in Paris a few years ago. It wasn't so much murder as a matter of convenience.
And now Orson Welles is Harry Lime, the Third Man, in Paris Is Not the Same.
It all started on the Geneva Express. Fat little character with very little charm and no hair to speak of was giggling at one of my jokes. Just another little mug, if you see what I mean, and not worth the trouble of another joke. And so I thought, until he showed me that photograph. It was a woman. And I recognized her.
Oh, there it was, Lime. When I get back to Paris, you must visit us.
Us?
Me, my wife, Karen. Here, my car. You get away, don't visit.
749 Rue de Villa. I'll remember it. Yes,
here's what I was looking for. It's a photograph of my wife.
Very beautiful, Mr. Lime. I congratulate you.
Merci. But this does not do her justice. Her hair is awful. Blue eyes. And, of course, the coloring of her skin is lost. But the photo can't hide her qualities, as you can see.
Indeed, I can. But your face deserves to be painted.
I've told Karen that many times.
I'm sure you have. Here's your photo. Mr. Duval, mustn't lose it.
Yes. When I am out with Karen, I am the envy of every man in Paris.
I'm sure.
They do nothing but stare at us when we enter the room. I see them out of the corner of my eye.
Old man, how long will you be in Switzerland this trip?
3 weeks. It's a long time to be away from her. There is the business. We have come to the border.
Yeah, it's been very pleasant, Mr. Duval.
But, Monsieur Lime, you are not getting out yet.
Oh, but I am, old man,
but
I am.
But I thought you told me you were going to Geneva.
Later. I've got some business to attend to here first.
I'm sorry. I look forward to more of your stories and your delightful company.
Business is business, you know.
Dear, let me help you with the bag.
Oh, thank you. It's not necessary to hold my coat. Now, goodbye, Duval, old man.
Goodbye. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, the pleasure. It was all mine.
Monsieur Lime, don't forget. When in Paris, come to see us. I insist.
Oh, I won't forget. I won't be in Paris for quite some time. But believe me, old man, the next time I'm there, your home will be my first port of call. Good evening. You're the station master, aren't you?
Yes, monsieur. What may I do for you?
I just wondered. When is the next train to Paris?
Oh, it's waiting across the border for this one to pull out.
Taxi, monsieur?
Yes, please.
Where shall I take you to?
1149 Rue de Villers.
Gentlemen, be you, madame.
Ah, no, please.
He did not give her name. Who said that Monsieur Duval had invited him?
Then the Monsieur Duval will not be back until the rest. And if he would like to come and...
I'll see the gentleman.
Perhaps I'd better see him. It may be connected with the business.
Yes, madame. Yes, may be.
Madame Duval, allow me to introduce myself. Harry Lime. I met your husband on the plane last January. He kindly invited me to call when I was in Paris.
That will be all, Andre. Mr. Duval, unfortunately, is out of town.
I'm not a wicked woman.
and dessert. It was very kind of you not to show up our meeting for him. I waited all
evening.
Never a word of explanation then or ever. I was afraid you were hurt. I've embedded in a bomb raid. Harry, I heard you never found you. I was bad.
Yes, he's there. What
are you doing?
Stop it. Can't see him. I was on the train. I met him. He giggled. He really doesn't care. He giggled.
Oh, I know, Harry, but he can't.
He talks about you. Get the vial. They showed me a stranger. He was in the boat. I saw the picture. I got right off the train. Came back there.
Oh, I knew you'd make up. I followed you. I don't know. I had to do that.
You're married to Mark.
Help me to find you.
That is a small skill, Ted, with a giggle.
It's good to see you, don't we? He loves part of the
and it family. All adds up to the fact you don't love him.
It's always there for us.
I must say, it's a bit mad to pick it out by DuPont.
It could have been anyone who offered this first. My dull, struggled with a boot to meet black and blue in London, a weary face over. Why should it surprise you that I should marry a dull man and everything around me was dull? As dull as myself. Oh, Harry, why did you have to come back? Now I have to start living again.
Your grandfather?
Yes, he said a gentleman's door.
Yes, sir. Not that important. Yep, you. Thank you, Andre. Did you well, would you just have known that I don't think you I can imagine the chagrin, Andre. Would it surprise you to know that I see you? Nothing surprises me, Andre, old man. I said you did show you what war can do. I was once an idiot. Now I think nothing of keeping on you about that. But if you could have... One has to look out for oneself. Andre, you don't deserve an instructorship. I learned that by myself when I was 10 years old.
Harry, something terrible's happened.
What's up, old girl?
We've been discovered. Only saw me in your arms. You threatened to tell my husband. Unless I keep him on and say nothing about it, it's a racket.
Racket, racket? What's he up to?
I've been suspicious about people coming to see me in the basement all hours of the night. When he was out yesterday, I looked in and found him not a person. At the time, my husband manifested, and I asked him about him nearly not. And I gave him notes. He threatened to tell my husband about us.
You can handle it. Tell him I'm an old man and you haven't seen him in years.
Jealous as he is, asking for my picture for the first time to carry. I had a letter from my father to me about this.
Nice pictures of strangers.
Oh, you don't. What am I going to do? You're no good. I know that, but I can't help seeing you. You'll just walk out again when you get ready.
Any idea of what kind of racket Andrew's running?
No, black market or something. It must be very profitable. His bookcase is still the first edition, and his cupboard is better wine than we can. I don't care about that. What if I do?
Nothing for present. Andrew and I are going to have a discussion. That may enter into it, but the main topic will be business. The record, as you call it, in Finland is very simple. The American soldiers have money and are crazy about the 2,000 beautiful Air Force suits. They pay anything now for it. Where do you get it? A friend of the factory seems to me. That's a mistake, Andrew. You get caught at the next infantry, and you'll be out of business.
I'm in general.
You need organization. This racket is one that has to work fast on a large scale while the Americans are still here before the factory can get into this job. Clean up fast and then fold. First thing is to move headquarters from here. Dress to the section. The warehouse, stock you hijackers, covers, or the back end. That who furnishes the money to get the organization in operation. At the unknown silent part. Two ways here. Me, you, and the unknown third man.
But they've cut our ship.
Oh, yes. We're always there in the back. We're only to blame for caught. Brains, please, all of us, for the letter to you. Now you're up here. Get away. I know. We couldn't get into this without a third man.
Orson Welles returns in just a moment as the third man. And now Orson Welles, as the third man, continues with Paris is Not the Same.
Operation kit. There are four bottles, three empty, and one full of rule of air. I take the hypodermic needle and draw off 3/4 of the curtain. So, now I put 1/4 ounce in the three other bottles. Then we fill all four with distilled water.
That's skillful, Mr. Lyman.
Yes, I was graduated from medical school. This is known as doctoring a bottle. We fill the tiny hole with molten glass and no one can
open it. But when the bottle is open, then it is undone.
The soldiers send it home. The girls who never had a bottle of the stuff, so how will they ever know the difference? Just as happy, back, Andrew, with spreading happiness to 3 times as many people as what Duval with his more concentrated work. Tell me, when is Duval coming back?
Next week, Friday.
I must accept his invitation to call and be official with you, Mr. Chumper. Wait.
Karen, dear, may I present to Monsieur Lyne, the gentleman I owe you.
It is my pleasure. I look forward to this introduction.
Madame Cocktails are ready in the salon.
Come, let us drink to this reunion.
Did you have a good trip, Edmund?
What? Yes. Quite successful, forgive me, dear. I have had very disturbing news since my arrival.
About the business, Edmund?
Yes. Monsieur Lyne, here is an ounce bottle of my best apple. Here are the apples. Inspect it carefully.
I see nothing wrong, old man, should I?
Under the magnifying glass, you would see that the bottom has a tiny hole that has been plugged with molten glass. The bottle contains 3 parts of water. Hundreds of such bottles, no one can say how many, have been bought by the Americans and sent home to their friends and suites.
Yeah, but of course, you've notified the police. They'll soon put a stop to this. I understand the Paris police are the best in the world.
They are investigating what the damage has been done.
How did you get this bottle?
One of my private investigators, disguised as an American soldier, picked up. The man who sold it is being watched in the open. He will lead us to the key man.
Edmund, is this a well-organized?
Oh, the police are sure of it, with the clever brain behind it.
Well, that's what makes them think so.
Monsieur Lyne, we always have a few that we expect, but suddenly the thefts at the factory stop, but 2 of our trucks loaded with thefts in their store. Cutting of the thefts in the next step it up. It would indicate that a gang, organized like those we see in the American movies, Karen, was operating.
Edmund, you said this now, the damage has been done.
My reputation, en France, as makers of fine perfume. People in America will think that I am cheapening my product for day. Our friends who sacrifice themselves to live up at my country.
Oh, that's all right, Amanda.
Telephone to the
department. Thank you, Andre. I will take it in the study. Pardon.
My illustration.
No, don't get sentimental.
All right, I will. From a selfish standpoint, I don't want to move. Andre's going to come away.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you starting it, too? After you talk with Andre, he moved everything out of his room.
Well, let's say Andre and I reached an understanding about what he saw.
I've got to tell Edmund about Andre.
If Andre talks, Duval will throw you out.
I'll have to take that chance. No, I don't know. Maybe I ought to tell him everything about us and how to do.
That was the police. They've made an important arrest.
Important? But who?
A man who thinks he is very close to the leader.
Are they informed?
Not yet. It's a weapon in the factory. He wants to see me before he makes a statement.
Your car is at the door, Mr. Duval.
I'll see you to the door, Edmund.
Please excuse me, Mr. Duval. It's urgent. Please stay and talk to Karen. Goodbye.
I'm being bombed, Mr. Duval. Andrew, we're through. Get in my room as soon as you can.
My friend has not talked yet, or I would have been under arrest by now. I am taking no chances. I will hide until this is over. Come on, the money, Monsieur Lyme. You are wasting time.
Okay. Here it is. I divided it up.
There's 3 pounds.
Naturally. And 1 for our backers.
Oh, are you sure there isn't that man, Monsieur Lyme?
I told you. I never operate for something.
If I could only be sure.
It's coming. What can we do with it?
Quick, use the fire escape. Don't forget your money. Goodbye.
Good luck, Andrew.
Goodbye, Monsieur Lyme.
Come in. Monsieur Duval, what is it? McGill, get you some wine.
No, thank you, Monsieur Lyme. I have just talked with my wife.
What that has to do with...
Karen has told me
everything. No woman ever tells a man, especially her husband, everything.
She has told me enough. I no longer wish. I have a gun. At first, I was going to kill you, but that would hurt her more than taking my own life.
Well, to kill either of us would be perfectly ridiculous, old man. I don't care to die. You, Monsieur Duval, must live.
Monsieur Lyme. I would like to make a bargain with you.
What bargain exactly?
There is reason to believe you may be connected in some way with this curious theft.
Oh,
Andreas disappeared, and until he is found, we have no proof. In exchange for 50,000 francs, I wish you to leave Paris.
My intention is better.
But you must leave in such a way to destroy Karen's revival in this way and in a way that will make it impossible for you to return.
Mm-hmm. And how do you expect to accomplish that?
We will sign this letter, states that you abused my hospitality by stealing from me. In short, that you are the man behind the bathroom scheme.
She may not believe me, even with the letter.
I do not intend to show it to her. It will be in my safe and never be used unless I find you in Paris. Then I shall give it to the police. Will you sign?
With pleasure. And $50,000. You're a cool old man. In your position, I'd have used the gun. No woman could go on loving her dead. What's the matter? Where are you stopping?
The street is blocked. There has been an explosion. We have to get out, monsieur. The officer is signaling for the car.
I'm sorry, monsieur. We'll get this one to us. Help me with that driver. There's a man back there. He can come help.
No use, officer. This man's dead. His head's completely crushed over the corners. That's the way to turn me.
Don't allow me to hide him for a minute.
No, sir. I've got an idea.
Da, you're the Rolex.
Poor devil. Who was he?
Monsieur Harry Lim.
Lyme. Harry Lyme.
Permit me to introduce myself, since we are to be sharing the same. Monsieur Dyer.
Monsieur Duval.
But I thought you
dead,
were...
Dead, yes. I wanted you to...
But the man they found, he was identified as Harry Dyer.
Yes, I merely took his identification and left mine. How is your lovely one?
Oh, no, Monsieur Dyer. I have done you an injustice. Please forgive me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have more than kept your body in to make Karen forget you. I asked only that you stay away from her. You told me no woman could love a dead man. That is why you did this. You were right, Karen. We for weeks, but suddenly she changed. And is quite devoted to me. We are most happy. I owe it to you.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Convenient to disappear, especially after a signed that letter.
I know you. We do not want to admit your generous act. I admit that you were entirely bad. But on second thought, I knew different.
What made you change your mind?
Ah, she is so good. I knew that if she had once cared for you, you could not be worse.
That only goes to show, my friend, that you know nothing whatever about women. And by the way, whatever happened to Andre?
He prevented his death and returned much of the money to me.
Where is he now?
He is instructor at the university.
Philosophy?
Yes, he has a course in moral ethics. They say it is the most popular in the university.
As the train came to the border, Monsieur Duval looked startled as I stood up to stretch. Our eyes met and seemed to be asking me about getting off. A look of relief came from his saw that I was getting the cigarettes out of my clothing rack. He settled back and smiled. The train sped on. There's something missing about it. I couldn't find it out. Suddenly, as I finished a story, I realized that Monsieur Duval had lost his silly giggle.
Harry Lyme returns in just a moment.
Thank you.
Harry Lyme.
Well, I've been back in Paris a couple of times since then. There was a little matter of a Maharaja in their town, a couple of rubies missing, too. There was a salesman in the area who was still sitting around the Ritz, wishing to have that girl any of the gold and the black hat, but there was some gold, but he's rewritten. That's where all the hanky-panky inside out, so he's very well far up, too. It was red, but then he tried to tell you the Paris itself, yeah. That's it. Wear your snowshoes in the winter. If you ever feel like killing yourself, be sure to cut it off.